I know you're great, but that's a different story altogether, Charmaine Broughton. All right, you ready to rock and roll?
I am.
On the phone with me, celebrity chef extraordinaire Charmaine Broughton. Her book would be a great Christmas present, wouldn't it, Char?
It sure would. Delicious and doable, surreal, and everyday holiday life.
There you go.
I just changed the title for you there.
Well, there you go. That's what makes it the perfect. It's too big to be a stocking stuffer, but perfect for under the tree. Char, what lovely Christmas do you have for us today? What recipes?
Well, I've got some easy, cheesy recipes for you, Kev, because I find this time of year we have so much cheese in our fridge, or at least me. Like, I find from January to November, I have maybe an aged cheddar and maybe some good quality parm.
Mm-hmm.
But then in December, I've got like a variety of different cheeses because I've made charcuterie boards or just some marzipan. And you might have, you know, little bits and pieces of cheese left over. So I am going to inspire the listeners to get into their kitchen and recreate some delicious and doable recipes using all that leftover cheese.
Fantastic. And Char, I'm going to quote one of the greatest films of all time, Uncle Buck. I love cheese. I'm like a big mouse. So tell me about these cheesy recipes.
Okay, Kev. Here we go. Okay, so the first one is a whipped goat cheese board with sautéed mushrooms. So maybe you've got some leftover goat cheese from like another appetizer and or some cream cheese as well. You can beat up the two soft cheeses together. I like to use my food processor just to get them really nice and smooth. And then you're going to add in some honey and some chopped fresh rosemary, a little bit of garlic. And then you're going to spread that mixture onto a platter. And then you're going to saute off some gorgeous Canadian mushrooms. I like to use a portobello, a cremini, and a button. But really, whatever mushrooms you have on hand, saute them up in a little bit of butter, of course, and some balsamic, salt and pepper. And then you're going to pour the mushroom mixture over the cheese mixture. You're going to top the whole thing with some truffle oil and even some seeds of a pomegranate if you have them on hand, and a nice handful of chopped fresh mint. And you've got this like gorgeous board, and then you can serve it with, you know, cranberry brie bread or like crackers to dip. It's just like a fabulous appetizer to munch on while we all wait for Santa.
That sounds absolutely fantastic, Char, and it lightens up Christmas. It's what brings everything together.
It's true. It does. Getting everybody around a nice platter of food is my kind of holiday party.
Fantastic.
The next one is my cheesy crab dip pasta bake. So what's wonderful about this recipe is it's a total crowd pleaser. And, you know, maybe you're having a gang over after skating or tobogganing, or you just need a quick supper to feed family while you're busy doing something else. This cheesy crab dip pasta bake is great because it's all the elements of a crab dip. And really, who doesn't love a good crab dip? But with the addition of pasta to really stretch it out, you're going to make it into a casserole. So for this recipe, you can go to my website, charmainbroughton.com. But basically, you're just going to make a quick cream sauce. Add in really any cheese that you have kicking around in your refrigerator. I like to use an aged cheddar and some brie, melt it throughout. Add some spices, some lemon zest, some chopped fresh parsley and green onions. And of course that crab. I think I'm forgetting some ingredients, but again, all the recipes are up on my website. Then you're going to add in the, I like to use gemelli pasta. And then you're going to add in your pasta, put it in your casserole dish. You're going to top the whole thing with crushed up crackers because you would use crackers, you know, to dip in your crab dip, right? So
yeah.
We might as well use the crushed up crackers and some dill and some more cheese, sprinkle that on top, into the oven it goes. And then, you know, 20 minutes later, you have this fabulous, flavorful, amazing casserole dish that is great to feed a family over the holidays. Do we have time for one more, Kev?
Char, I will make time for you to have one more.
Wonderful. Well, yes, this one you will not disappoint. So this is a sweet treat. So you're going to make some white chocolate cookie bars. So it's just a basic white chocolate cookie dough recipe. But what you're going to do is instead of making them individual cookies, you're going to press the dough into an 8 by 8 inch square baking pan and bake them off. And then while they're cooling, you can make the frosting. So for the frosting, I like to use a mascarpone cheese, which is a sweet Italian cream cheese. Maybe you've got some left for making a Christmas trifle, but if you don't have mascarpone cheese, you could absolutely use just a plain cream cheese. And then you're going to add some icing sugar and some molasses and some ground ginger and ground cinnamon and some vanilla, and you've made this gingerbread mascarpone frosting for these white chocolate cookie bars. Kev, you're going to spread this frosting over the cookie bars, chill them for a bit, cut them into squares, and oh my God, these are out of this world. But the beauty of all of these recipes, Kev, is, you know, they use pantry staple items, things you likely already have on hand over the holidays anyhow, and you can recreate all these delicious and doable recipes with ease and you know, have a holly jolly cheesy Christmas.
It was, they sound awesome, Char, as most in all of your recipes do. Now, if people want these recipes and they want to learn how to make them and maybe they missed something in the interview, where do they go?
Yeah, so you can go to my website, charmainbroughton.com, and you can also, you can pick, we talked about my cookbook, you can pick it up at Fanfare Books in Stratford at 92 Ontario Street. So I encourage all the listeners to get out, shop local, head on into Fanfare Books, and that's where you can pick up a copy of Delicious and Doable.
Fantastic. You can also find a link to Charmaine Broughton's website at mystratfordnow.com. Char, thank you so much, and Merry Christmas.
My absolute pleasure, Kev. Merry Christmas to you, too. When will this air?
Tomorrow morning.
Okay, cool. And are you going to, is it,